This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. As spring approaches, I look for signs of season changes, cottonwoods flowering, Rumex hypanocephalus still emerging slowly. tiny mustards and borders of celias maybe showing up in little rosettes in the soil. Are the northern harriers disappearing slowly from the grassland? This is probably the time of year where I'll get a note from my friend Bill saying, and it feels rather gleeful, saying he's seen a turkey vulture. But our turkey vultures should start arriving soon. Some species of sparrows leave in March. I'll notice a lot less activity in the scruffy shrubs of the desert grassland that surround our 1991 Marvelet near the banks of the Ojolote. I think antler drops will start soon. Muleys in the grassland and down low in the desert, and whitetail up in the woodlands and higher. That said, you might find it interesting that both species have ranges that cross, and often you'll see whitetail down in Chihuahuan scrub or muleys up in oaks. Apparently they don't know the rules, but the males, los machos of both species, are done mating and will drop antlers and either be solitary or hang out with the other guys and tell stories about their harems, you know, what guys do. Antler drops are so cool to find and so fun to pick up and hold. Of course, over in the Sonoran Desert that surrounds Tucson, Arizona, things are hopping. It's spring. It may be hard for people to live there to understand that those of us in the uplands are still getting freezes, and plants and animals are just a little reluctant to start spring. But I'm feeling, for the first time in many weeks, I'm feeling patient. Hey, one of the big changes that occurs in the Sulphur Springs Valley where the Muskete's live is the appearance and the disappearance of the sandhill cranes. They start to arrive in the fall, and by October, thousands of sandhill cranes roost and loaf in a few wetlands in the valley, and they glean the thousands and thousands of acres of agricultural fields there. Then in March, they sort of tire of us, and I think maybe they're dreaming of a nest in tundra, and by April, they're gone. And when they're here, it is an excellent thing to go to those wetlands and see these grand ascensions or descensions of thousands of calling sandhill cranes. It's so noisy and wonderful. If you go at midday, you can watch them come in. And if you stay around for a couple hours, which isn't hard to do because there's so many cool things to see in a wetlands, all sorts of cool birds to glass. But if you hang around for a couple hours, the sandhill cranes will ascend and head to the fields for supper, before again heading back to roost in the night in those wetlands. And I need to tell you, and I'm sure I've told you this before, probably the umpteenth time I've told you, but sandhill cranes in their present form have been around for millions of years. So, you know, if you need a taste of the Pliocene or the Pleistocene, you'd like to shout over the calling of thousands of sandhill cranes, "I am upright man!" That's what you got to go see. Sandhill cranes are grus, genus grus, G-R-U-S, canadensis. Grus is from Latin for crane, and derived from another word that means cry out. Cry out, yes. Brr, brr, brr. And canadensis means of Canada. You know, when they're wintering down here, some of these Canadian visitors, they wear cute little Bermuda shorts, and those are so sweet over those long, skinny legs. These magnificent birds have only been stopping in the Sulphur Springs Valley. I'm not making this part up. They've only been stopping in the Sulphur Springs Valley for about 50 or 60 years. So we feel pretty lucky to have them stopping by for the winter. Of course, you're going to go see the cranes. You're going to see many other very cool birds, you know, ducks and geese. I've seen bald-headed eagles. I've seen golden eagles and ravens chasing them. There's just so much wonderful stuff that happens around water in an arid land. Isn't that the truth? It is. And actually, you know, today I was going to tell you all about a cool wetland plant called typha, cattail, but I've jabbered too much about cranes to tell you about typha. But these marvelous cranes, these marvelous ancient visitors that are here in the Sulphur Springs Valley, and remind us, my friends, over and over that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete. And this has been Growing Native.